She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Okay, disclaimer. Don't go into this thinking it's the 70s, early 80s, Buck Rogers. By the time that got on the air, the world had been introduced to Star Trek, Planet of the Apes, Battlestar Galactica, and of course, Star Wars. So they reworked the concept a bit. What you're about to hear is from the 1930s and is the very first science fiction show ever to be on radio. And it's a kid show.
Back in 1919, Buck was in the lower workings of an abandoned mine near the city of Pittsburgh when suddenly the walls caved in and a peculiar gas caused him to be held in a state of suspended animation for 500 years.
I am not making any commentary on the scientific possibilities of that actually being able to happen. Freaky deaky science stuff.
Finding himself in the strange and exciting world of the 25th century, Buck quickly adapted himself to the use of rocket-powered spacecraft and other marvelous scientific developments that would seem almost impossible in our present day.
Please, you old-timey people would think the marvelous scientific development of my 2016 Honda Civic was impossible.
Buck, Wilma, and Dr. Hewer are discussing a new instrument for use on a rocket plane. Let's join them in Dr. Hewer's laboratory.
I'm coming along, too.
Okay, then, here we go. 500 years into the future.
400 for me, but go ahead.
Yes, Wilma. If this new instrument does what I feel sure it will, there'll be practically no limit to the speed a rocket ship can attain immediately upon taking off.
Good night. Imagine getting into the control cabin, opening the power lever, and going a couple of thousand miles an hour just like that.
When can we test it out, Dr. Hewer?
Hold on, 1919. This is 2020's talking. Going from 0 to 1,000 in seconds? We can address G-forces and the effects of that kind of acceleration on the human body.
I assure you, Madison, it's perfectly safe.
Based on it's the future, don't question it.
How did you get here, exactly?
Shutting up.
Have you already got it installed on a rocket ship, Doctor?
Matter of fact, Buck, I don't even have it yet. One's been made up that we'll use for the test, but it isn't here yet.
I don't understand, Doctor.
Can't we get it here? The sooner we can start trying it out, the sooner we can break the monotony of just sitting around here doing nothing.
I'm with Buck on that one. This is a space adventure show. I'd like to get out of this office and into some actual space adventure.
Wait. Listen.
Yes, Doctor. I hear it, too.
But what under the sun is it?
I'm hearing... garbage truck?
Look out the window!
Good heavens!
It's flying right down this way!
What is? Use your words, people!
It looks to me like it deliberately crashed outside this laboratory.
Wilma's right. It certainly didn't look like a ship out of control.
This is my concern about flying cars. People can't drive on the ground. We definitely don't need them crashing into each other above our heads, raining debris down on the people below.
Hey, come on, folks. Whoever's in that rocket ship out there is going to need help. Hey, look. It's a Martian ship.
Martians? Again? Oh, I hate those guys.
The metal door on the side of it is opening.
Anybody got a ray gun or some sort of 25th century weapon? Or has your society done away with war? So now we're ripe for the picking by anyone with a slingshot and a large rock.
Wait. It's all right.
All right, Doctor?
The people on that ship must be hurt.
Just wait.
Well, here we are, safe and sound, and just on time.
Huh. He doesn't look like Marvin the Martian.
It's Barney.
You didn't need to land that fast, Mr. Barney.
And Willie's with him.
A smart alecky kid. No chance we could trade him in for that C-3PO ripoff. What's his name? Twinkie. Man, I could totally go for a Twinkie.
Mr. Barney, you made me slam my knee against the control board.
Now, what difference does that make? We had to get down here in a hurry, didn't we?
Complete disregard for the safety of a child. Now there's some future progress.
Oh, hey, it is pretty scratched up. We got to get you to a hospital.
Aw, it isn't that bad. Anyhow, what about that important package we have on board for Dr. Hewer?
We'll take care of it, Bonnie.
Oh, hello there, Dr. Hewer.
Oh,
hello there.
That was some landing, Barney.
I'll say. It's a wonder you didn't break your neck.
This from a woman who wants a rocket to take off at 1,000 miles an hour.
Well, the doc was in a hurry to get that gyro thing down from Mars.
Gyrocosmic relativator.
Ah, so you're stealing Martian technology and passing it off as your own. Gotcha, Elon.
Now, my suggestion is we fly right over to the spaceport. We'll have the gyrocosmic relativator installed on a ship I have waiting there.
Oh, good. Then we can go right ahead and test it out.
Sure. Alien technology. What could possibly go wrong?
Now, wait a minute, Doc. If that gyro thing is going to do all the things you told me about over the radio, ain't that too dangerous?
Should I be concerned the hillbilly is agreeing with me?
Dangerous? Oh, no, not at all.
Keep an eye on SpaceX over here. Kaboom!
I tell you what, Barney, you hustle over to the hospital with Willie to get a healing ray for that scraped knee, and then you can probably get out to the spaceport before we take off.
Okay. Come on, Willie.
All right.
Healing ray? I love how the past always expects future medical technology to be waving some wand over a person and they're instantly healed. I wonder if anybody in my day is working on something like that. Maybe Japan could take a break from the fancy toilets and the volleyball-playing robots and get on a healing ray.
Let's get aboard here and over to the spaceport.
You'd never know the ship had been through a crash landing, would you?
Well, I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but these Martian ships are made very solidly.
Yeah, so is my Honda Civic. But when I blew a tire on the freeway and had to drive on the rims to the shoulder, it wasn't exactly fully operational anymore.
All set, Buck. Close the metal door.
Right.
Maybe we should get a healing ray for the ship before we try to fly it?
Oh, it took me a little while, but you'll get used to this 25th century technology, Madison.
Now I know how my grandma felt when I tried to show her how to use an iPad.
Want to take the controls?
Sure!
Doctor?
Hey, my grandma mastered Candy Crush.
Yes, I've got it, Buck. Here we go!
Dude, we got airborne fast! You really need some gizmo to go 1,000 miles an hour? What, you run out of useful technological advancements? Like, where's your onboard food replicator? I'm still jonesing for that Twinkie.
Attach the gyrocosmic relativator in that aperture, there on the left.
Sure thing, Doctor.
How much longer are you gonna be?
I don't know, Madison. A little while.
Once I dated this guy who was totally into cars, and he spent all day in the garage adjusting every tiny little gadget under the hood. And when I was like, hey, wanna grab pizza or something? He was all, I can't. I'm in the middle of this. So I ended up dating his older brother for 3 months.
What's your point?
You're boring me.
I didn't realize I was supposed to be entertaining you.
You know, this is a pretty small ship.
It certainly is. Perhaps you could wait in the spaceport office until I'm done here.
I can help. You need me to hold a flashlight?
How much longer, Buck?
I'm almost finished.
Dr. Hewer, there's a call coming through on the radio communicator in the office.
You guys got healing rays, rocket ships, and gyro-whatevers. But the 30s can't envision the future technology of cell phones?
Come along, you two. This may be important.
We'll be right there, Doctor. Let's go, Madison.
Pass. That sounds totes, Snoresville. I'll just hang out here.
All right, just don't touch anything. You aren't familiar with this 25th century technology.
Pretty uppity for a coal miner from 1919 who's probably still in awe of electric light bulbs.
Go ahead, Wilma. Connect the radio call.
Central Spaceport. Go ahead, please.
Central Radio Bureau. We're trying to reach Dr. Hewer. We've been trying to locate him all over the city.
This is Dr. Hewer.
Urgent message for you, Dr. Hewer, from the captain of the rocket fleet. It says that one of the air guards discovered your laboratory has been forcibly entered and completely ransacked.
What?
Good night! We only left there a couple of minutes ago.
Well, it was only discovered a couple of minutes ago. Shall I tell the captain you'll be right over?
No. I'm in the middle of a very important experiment.
Say, maybe we better postpone the tests, Doctor.
As long as the rocket police are there, no more damage will be done. This is Dr. Hewer, signing off.
Signing off.
I wonder who could have done it.
We'll have to concern ourselves about that later. Come along to the launch pad.
You'd better wait a second, Doctor. It may be another call for you. Central Spaceport, go ahead, please.
Central Radio Division, call for Captain Buck Rogers.
This is Buck Rogers. Go ahead.
Killer Kane and Mardella have escaped a maximum security rocket prison.
Great Scott! They're the worst criminals the solar system has ever known.
The President is putting all of the Rocket Police resources at your disposal, Captain, to recapture these villains.
How could Kane and Ardela have escaped?
I don't know, but one thing's for sure. We're going to have to call off this test flight.
Not at all, Buck. We must go ahead with it. It'll take far more than an ordinary rocket ship to track down that bear. And that's just exactly what our gyrocosmic relativator will provide.
Dr. Hewer is right, Buck.
Okay, then. Come on, let's go.
No, look! There it goes!
My ship!
Do you think it's Killer Kane and Ardela?
Wait a minute. Where's Madison?
Woohoo!
Well, Willie, it looks like this near invention on Dr. Hewer's test ship don't work.
I guess you're right, all right.
OMG! The space redneck and Twinkie just stole the rocket ship.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Same question, back at ya.
Huh?
Oh, no! Mr. Barney, look! Out the window!
You see the doctor? Did he look mad?
I don't know! We're hundreds of miles above the Earth!
Then it do work.
Okay, just so I can plan ahead, how long do I have until we explode into a ball of fire?
The radio! I bet that's the doctor now!
Oh, I can't answer that. He gonna be mad.
Then allow me. Yellow!
Madison? Madison, is that you?
Again, 25th century and no one has advanced radio reception?
Madison, we need that rocket ship back at once.
Hey, this isn't on me. Talk to the hillbilly hijacker.
Oh, hey there, Doc. It's Barney. Everything all right?
You stole his test rocket. But I'm sure he's just calling to see if you'll be back in time for dinner.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back. Think we can get some spaghetti?
What?
So, did a Martian tractor fall on your head when you were a child?
Golly, Dr. Hewer! Mr. Barney didn't mean to steal the rocket! And we didn't even know your invention worked!
Now listen, Barney. We're badly in need of that ship you're in. Killer Kane and Ardela have escaped prison.
Oh, no! They're the most terrible villains in the whole solar system!
Killer Kane? A little on the nose for a villain. But I like the alliteration.
Just as soon as you can, turn the ship around and head back to the Central Spaceport. We'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, okay.
Signing off.
So, who is Killer Kane?
Oh, Killer Kane is dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Why, if he was to see you coming at him, he'd like as not pull out a rocket pistol and blow you where you are.
Phrasing! I thought this was a kid show.
You're not afraid of him, are you, Mr. Barney?
Oh, me? Of course I ain't. Me. For to kill a cane. That's a good big joke, that is.
Well, Barney, I can't tell you how glad I am to know that.
Killer Kane!
For a rocket ship the size of a Fiat, we're managing to hide a lot of people in here.
Well, now listen, Kane. What is your idea of stowing away on my rocket ship, huh?
Your rocket ship?
As if he were clever enough to install a device like this.
Right? He's lucky he can operate a drinking straw.
You mean that you hero thing?
Oh, sounds like he's trying to order a gyro at a Greek restaurant.
Who are you, my dear? I don't believe we've had the pleasure.
Madison Standish, from the 21st century.
Oh, well. Humanity definitely improved since Buck Rogers' day.
What do you want, Killer Kane?
Splendid. Willie's here.
Seriously, he's totes annoying. What's your relationship to this Barney guy anyway? You his son? Some street urchin he picked up somewhere?
Hey now, don't you say nothing bad about Willie.
Everybody knows Short Round and Cape Capshaw ruined the second Indiana Jones. Then writing ruined the last two. Woof.
All right. Let me cut to the chase here, Barney. The fact remains that neither this ship nor the gyrocosmic relativator belongs to you. Which means you and Willie committed a very serious offense by taking off in this ship without the proper authority.
Truth.
What exactly is your place in all this?
Who Who, me? Well, like, Buck Rogers was being super boring, so I decided to hang out on the rocket. And then Hee-Haw over there launched it.
Buck Rogers was being boring.
Honestly, Barney launching the rocket is the most fun I've had since I got here.
Thank you.
We talked to Dr. Hewer by radio, and he said it was all right. But we just need to fly back with the rocket.
Oh, he told you it was all right, eh? And when you merrily land at the Central Spaceport, he'll forget all about the fact that you ran off with the greatest invention he'd ever turned out.
I think it's technically Martian technology.
It doesn't really matter. I'm stealing it one way or the other. I'm just trying to make them feel like they have no alternative but to join me. Don't you suppose Dr. Hewer might call the rocket police?
So in the 30s, in order for something to seem futuristic, they just slapped rocket onto it?
It appears so.
What about the rocket police?
You stole a rocket ship, so the rocket police are going to send you to rocket prison unless you get a good rocket lawyer to get you off with a rocket fine.
Oh, no, I ain't going back to rocket prison.
You've been to rocket prison? What were you arrested for? Tipping Martian cows?
You're much more serious than that, wasn't it, Barney? Or shall I call you Black Barney?
Black Barney? That sounds like diversity casting on the Flintstones.
Mr. Barney's not like that anymore.
Yeah, that's the times I want to forget, when I didn't know no better than to be an air pirate.
Air pirate? Not even space pirate. You know, there's no air in space, right? So you're only a pirate when, what, there's an atmosphere?
It doesn't matter if you want to join up with me or not, Barney. I still have the rocket pistol.
Rocket pistol!
All right, I'm threatening him now, so it'd be helpful if he'd stop laughing.
Sorry.
Thank you. Now, Barney, I want you to land us near the ancient ruins of the city of Philadelphia.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Madison, you're interrupting.
That's literally the only thing I know about Philadelphia.
That's where we'll meet Ardela.
Not Ardela!
Oh, yes, Willie. You see, she's made a stop at the laboratory of your beloved friend, Dr. Hewer, and picked up a very interesting scientific instrument.
Ooh, what does it do?
Actually, I'm planning on keeping it mysterious right now and revealing it later when it's important to the plot.
Oh.
But I appreciate your enthusiasm and your dislike of Buck Rogers. Were you interested in teaming up with me?
I thought I already had.
Splendid.
Do I get a cool name like Killer Kane?
Let's worry about the monikers later, shall we? I am in the middle of hijacking this already hijacked rocket ship.
Oh, sure. We'll talk later. But I am partial to the alliteration.
Good. We've arrived above the ruins of the ancient city of Philadelphia. Take us down for a landing, Barney.
Sure thing.
I can't believe after 400 years, no one bothered to rebuild. Like, I would think this was prime real estate. Except for the river views of New Jersey.
Barney, what are you doing?
Landing!
Then why does it feel like we're out of control?
I cut the power.
What?
He already crash-landed a ship this morning! How easy is it to get a pilot's license in the 25th century?
Turn on that power, Barney. If we drop this far, we'll crack up.
No, we can coast down from here easy.
See, Mr. Kane? He told you he could do it!
It's the gyrocosmic relativator. That's what kept us from crashing.
If they want to get rid of all the air traffic controllers, SpaceX needs to invent one of these.
Oh, you mean I didn't do a nice landing?
No, Barney. But you can go and open the door.
Sure!
No, Mr. Barney! Ardela's out there!
Too late.
Well, well. If it isn't my old friend Black Barney. And Willie, what a surprise this is.
Hello, Ardela, my dear.
Ooh, always on time, aren't you, darling?
I'm guessing this isn't your daughter. Because if she is, I'm getting major Trump Ivanka vibes here.
Who's this?
Mad Girl Madison!
Mad Girl?
You're right. Now that I'm hearing it out loud, I don't like it either.
Madison is joining up with us, darling. Did you break into Dr. Hewer's laboratory like I told you to?
Absolutely.
How about the scientific instrument I told you to bring along?
You mean the...
Don't name it.
We're saving it until it matters for the plot.
Ah, it's that big package there.
Barney, get that package and put it aboard this ship.
Well, now listen, Kane.
Do it, Barney, and make it fast, or I'll put my rocket boot where the sun don't shine.
The dark side of Mercury?
Kane, give me the rocket pistol.
Okay, okay. You don't need to be tough about it.
I like her, Kane.
You should have seen me when I was cheer captain.
All right, Willie. I need you to grab that piece of paper from the control table.
Okay, now what?
Give it to me. I want to write a note.
25th century technology at its finest.
Now, Willie, your job is to deliver this note to Captain Buck Rogers.
Paper note? Not even going to consider the crappy radio as an option for communication?
I'm getting rid of the kid. Bear with me. Willie, you can fly over in that little rocket roadster Ardela brought.
You want me to go all alone?
You can fly that roadster, can't you?
Sure, I guess so, but how about Mr. Barney?
Get going, or I'll take my rocket boot and kick you all the way through puberty.
All right, I'm going!
What are rocket boots?
I'm thinking they're like moon boots, but with a steel toe.
Where you want in the package?
Right there will do nicely, Barney.
I say, where's Willie?
Oh, he's running a little errand for me in Ardela's rocket roadster.
Rocket roadster? He can't run that ship. Well, he'll crack up.
Getting rid of the kid is really for the good of the show. If only the Bradys had the sense to do that with Cousin Oliver, there might have been a season 6.
He won't crack up, Barney. I'm counting on him taking a message from me to Buck Rogers.
Oh, there he goes.
So what's our next step towards solar system domination? I have so many ideas. Most of them revolve around punishing people who mistreat animals and anyone who vapes.
We shall start by setting up our new headquarters.
New headquarters? Where?
Well, right here, of course.
You're not going to make our headquarters so close to the place Willie just left, I hope.
Absolutely, because that's the last place in the world Buck Rogers would expect to find us.
Ah, hiding in plain sight. I like it. It's bold. It's daring. And it means I don't have to go anywhere, which is usually the crux of most of my plans.
But what about the rocket ship you arrived in? Anyone flying over the ruins of the city will spot it for sure.
We'll need to keep it close by in case we require a quick escape.
They'll still see it. It's not like a rocket ship can blend in with all the Philadelphia colonial architecture.
Oh, your people destroyed all that when they amended the Constitution to dissolve the Constitution. Bah, the rocket ship could easily be hidden amongst the wreckage of the Russian bombing fields.
So those post-apocalyptic audio dramas from my day actually foretold the future? And I just thought they were created by people who'd watched the Mad Max movies too many times. Witness me! Witness!
It was over an hour ago when Barney radioed Dr. Hewer that he was on his way in. You don't think something could have happened to him, do you, Buck?
You're thinking of that new gyrocosmic relativator aboard the ship?
Uh-huh. Do you think it may have gone wrong somehow and thrown his ship out of control?
No, he'd have radioed for help.
What about,
Madison being on board?
No offense, Buck. I know you're from the 20th century, but maybe...
Her being from the 21st century concerns you.
I've read the history books, Buck. They don't call it the Second Dark Ages for nothing.
Well, whoever broke into my laboratory couldn't have been here very long. And there doesn't seem to have been much damage done. A few drawers pulled out on the desks and cabinets, and only a couple of scientific instruments moved from their usual places.
You know what that indicates? Whoever broke in wanted one particular thing. Let's look around carefully and find out what, if anything, is missing.
Good idea, Buck.
Everything appears to be in its place.
It's strange. Nothing seems disturbed.
For a ransacking, the culprits were very organized about it.
Wait a minute, Doc. In that corner right where Wilma's standing, wasn't there something there before?
Why, yes. The instrument devised by Professor Smith, the mad scientist who wanted to be the grand ruler of the solar system.
The instrument that subjugated people to his willpower, the psychic restriction ray.
Yes, yes. It was in that very corner.
Well, it's not here now.
Oh, no. An instrument like that? In the hands of a man like Kane?
With his mad desire for power, Kane would use it on everybody he could lay his hands on.
Oh, Buck, what can we do to stop him?
I don't think we can wait for Barney to get back with the gyrocosmic relativator. We've got to take action. Now.
If you think you can keep Captain Rogers from finding you, you're dumb, Kane.
Buck might think to look for us here at that, Kane.
What makes you think so, Ardela?
The lost headquarters of Professor Smith.
The mad scientist who had ideas for becoming the supreme grand ruler of the solar system? The man who invented the psychic restriction ray?
How did you know that? I hadn't mentioned Smith or the ray yet.
Buck revealed it in the last scene.
Ah, Buck Rogers. Nevertheless, he may search for us in Philadelphia, but he'll never think to search for us beneath Philadelphia.
Beneath?
That means under.
Under?
Seriously, can I have your rocket pistol?
Kane, if we're going to use Smith's old headquarters, there's simply nothing around here to indicate where it is.
There, right in front of you. You see that hole in the ground?
It looks like an old subway entrance. A subway like the trains, not subway like the sandwich shops. Which, if you opened one in Philadelphia, might be considered an act of treason.
Subway?
An underground train.
Underground?
Please let me kill him.
Way back in the 20th and 21st centuries, there was a network of subway lines running under the whole city. This is where Smith built his headquarters. Come along.
An evil lair in the subway tunnels? It's so been done. Lex Luthor, the Penguin, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It smells funny.
That's a combination of black mold, human sweat, and feces from thousands of rats.
Rats? Kane, I ain't going down there, and you can't make me.
Oh, very well. Ardela, open up the package with the psychic restriction ray, will you?
You're going to use it right now?
If it's the only way to get Barney to obey me, then yes.
Wait, you can't do that. What is your bidding, my master?
Madison.
What? You wouldn't give me a rocket pistol.
Is he under your command, Kane?
Barney, carry the ray down to the subway.
He isn't moving.
Barney, carry the ray down to the subway. That's an order.
He just has a blank look on his face.
Okay, hang on. Barney, carry me down to the subway.
Yes, my master.
Oh, I am all in on this ray thing. I haven't had this much power over a guy since I gave my high school boyfriend his first BJ. He did all my homework that semester. He ended up flunking his own classes, but he said it was worth it.
Buck, I still don't understand how you think we can find Barney. With that gyrocosmic relativator, he could be anywhere.
Barney must have left a rocket trail when he took off from here, Wilma. We can follow it up to where he is.
Oh, of course. Buck, look! It's coming right down here, fast! Who's at the controls?
Whoever it is, he's going to crack up.
That can't be Barney, that's not the test rocket.
Get back, Wilma. Here he comes.
A rocket roadster!
Look who's in it.
Good night! It's Willy!
Come on, let's make sure he's not hurt. Here, help me get him free of this wreck.
Willy! Listen to me, Willy!
Oh.
I'll carry him into Dr. Hewer's laboratory.
What is it, Buck?
Quick, get the healing ray, Doctor.
Right away.
Captain Rogers?
How do you feel, Willy?
My head hurts a little bit.
Well, I should think it would, Willy. You've got a lump on your head there the size of an egg.
Here's the healing ray.
Healing ray? Oh, I'm all right.
Nonsense. You sit still while I run this ray.
Willy, you return by yourself. Do you know where Barney is with the test rocket?
Killer Kane and Ardela have it, and they took Barney prisoner, and Madison joined up with them, and she threatened to kick me with her rocket boots.
She did?
I told you, Buck. History says the 21st century was full of selfish people with no morals who tore down their communities with hate.
Surely everyone from the 21st century wasn't like that.
Maybe not. But have you spent 5 minutes with Madison?
I see your point.
Oh, I almost forgot this note Mr. Kane gave me to bring along. Here, Captain Rogers, it's for you.
What does it say, Buck?
My dear friend Rogers, we are looking forward to a visit by you and Wilma at our new headquarters, if you can find them. Signed, Killer Kane and Ardela. Then it has Madison's name scribbled at the end with a drawing of... What is that?
Let me see. It looks like chocolate pudding with eyeballs?
Ah, those are the hieroglyphs that were used extensively in the 21st century.
Oh, yes, which ultimately led to the downfall of language and communication.
Willy, do you know where the villains are now?
Well, Mr. Kane took us to the ancient ruins of Philadelphia.
If they landed there with a gyrocosmic relativator, its fuel cells were only prepared for a test run. Simply put, they can't take off again.
Then we need to get to Philadelphia.
OMG, it's totally dank down here. Are we even sure this is water we're walking through? I mean, this is an old subway tunnel.
What are you complaining about? Barney is carrying you.
I just don't like the splashing around. It's making me have to pee.
Now here, see? This is our new headquarters.
Not bad, Kane.
Not bad. It's perfect. And look at these scientific instruments. Professor Smith may have been a bit crazy, but he certainly left us some priceless equipment here.
But it doesn't change the fact that we're underground in an old subway tunnel.
Where would you prefer to be, Madison?
Ooh, call me the Marvelous Miss Madison. No, scratch that. I sound like a magician's assistant.
This place is certainly dismal. What on earth is a subway, anyway?
Ever see pictures of railroad trains in your history books? The subways were railroads that ran entirely underground, diverted a lot of traffic from the already congested streets on the surface, and all that sort of thing.
Say, maybe the people who lived in those times weren't so dumb after all.
Hello, from the 21st century here. Please don't refer to us as dumb. We prefer facts deficient.
Your people managed to blow it all up, didn't you?
We did? Yeah, that tracks. We're facts deficient by choice.
Wait a minute. You're a 21st century barbarian?
Barbarian? Like Conan the Barbarian? Did Arnold finally become president?
Kane, she can't be trusted.
Relax, Ardela. Her people's ruthlessness and utter disregard for others makes her perfect for our plans to dominate the solar system.
Aw, thank you.
Sounds like Barney is coming out of the effects of the psychic restriction ray.
Should I zap him again?
No, the effects shouldn't wear off.
Ow!
I think he's just tired.
Ah, gross. This isn't water. It's like the stuff they use in those rides at Disney. Part water, part gasoline, and part decaying corpses of the children who got caught in the gears. But I signed an NDA, so I'm not allowed to talk about that.
I don't like it down here, Kane. I still think if Buck and Wilma get anywhere near here, they'll pick this as a logical place to look for us.
And that's what the psychic restriction ray will be for. If Buck or Wilma try to enter our headquarters, we'll use the ray to put them under our control.
Why go to all that trouble? Why not just use your rocket pistol? Pew, pew, dead. End of problem.
Kane, did you hear her?
Deliciously violent creatures in the 21st century, weren't they?
Our video games taught us to kill as a form of recreation.
Well, according to the coordinates, that should be the ancient city of Philadelphia below us now, Buck.
So it is, Wilma. Let's begin the landing sequence.
There! That's where we were! Next to that statue of a man in shorts with his arms up in the air!
What a strange relic.
Don't look at me. That's not from my century.
I'll show you exactly where Killer Kane took Mr. Barney.
Buck, should we really have Little Willie along as we go after these dangerous criminals?
Certainly. Why, there were boys as young as 10 years old working beside me in the coal mines.
Yeah!
I say, Wilma, are you part of the National Child Labor Committee or something?
All right. But where do we begin? I don't see any obvious place for this new headquarters Kane bragged about in his note.
And the test rocket is gone, too!
As I recall, the city of Philadelphia introduced an underground railway system just a few years before I was frozen in that mine.
Underground railway. Wait a moment. At one time, there was a theory that Professor Smith had a secret laboratory underground.
It would make sense why no one has ever found it.
Look! There are some cement stairs going down to that hole!
Stay back, Willie. Let Buck go first.
Wilma, stop worrying. The coal mines had door boys his age whose job was to open and close doors for the miners. They ran the risk of cave-ins, explosions, gas poisoning, and other hazards of working underground in utter darkness. But the boys were proud of their work. Right, Willie?
I've already had to use the healing ray twice today. Maybe I should stay here and guard the ship. Okay, bye.
Well, looks like it's just the two of us, Wilma.
Cave-ins?
Little to the left, Barney.
Yes, my master.
Madison?
Mayhem Madison! Huh? It works, right?
Madison, do you see where you've had Barney place the psychic restriction ray?
It's pointing at the door, so if anyone comes through, we can blast them.
It's blocking the door.
Our only escape route.
Well, in theory, if we're blasting people with the ray, we won't need to escape.
Have Barney move it back.
Fine. Barney, move the ray back to the right.
Yes, my master.
You know, I still don't see how you plan to take over the entire solar system from the subways of Philadelphia. The only thing you're likely to do down here is contract tuberculosis. Hope you've had your shots.
Madison, do you...
Mayhem Madison!
Don't make me show you why I'm called Killer Kane.
Ooh, the one drawback from joining up with the dark side is you guys have no problem killing your own.
I'm glad we understand each other. Now, Madison, I do have a plan for taking over the solar system. This is only phase one.
Out of how many?
You can kill her if she asks too many questions.
Aren't you, Miss Helpful?
My master, I hear voices in the tunnel.
Buck and Wilma found us.
It's all part of my plan, my dear. Get the ray ready. Soon, the great Captain Buck Rogers will be under my control.
Not a chance, Kane.
Great entrance.
Thank you.
Then be prepared, Captain, to get the full strength of Professor Smith's psychic restriction ray. What? What's happened?
The battery died.
You were supposed to plug it in.
You didn't tell me I had to charge it.
After you used it on Barney, you drained the battery.
Oh, yeah, I knew that because of all the psychic whatever rays I've used before.
Quick, the rocket pistol.
Not so fast, Ardela. Buck and I have you covered.
The escape route to the test rocket. Hurry.
Ah! Buck, they ran down that tunnel.
Don't shoot. You might hit Barney.
My master!
Okay, he fell. I did not shoot him.
My master!
What do we do, Buck? Killer Kane is getting away.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I don't think so, Wilma.
You don't think so? Based on what? I'm watching them run outside to freedom while we're left in here in this filthy tunnel with Barney rolling around in what I don't think qualifies as water.
My master!
But their only escape is in the test rocket, the rocket Dr. Hewer fitted with the gyrocosmic relativator.
With the gyrocosmic relativator, they can go 1,000 miles an hour. Instantly.
You're forgetting, Wilma. The doctor said the fuel cell was drained after the test. They'll return to a rocket without power.
It was a smart move, Kane, to steal Buck Rogers' ship rather than us running all the way out to where you'd hidden the test rocket.
Serves him right. He left it unlocked with the keys in the ignition.
I am not the keys!
Can I shoot him out the airlock?
Possibly later. Now we need to set a course for the central spaceport where we can use the psychic restriction ray on the entire rocket police force, putting them under my command.
Didn't we leave the ray back in the tunnel?
What?
We were running for our lives. We couldn't carry it.
I thought Barney was carrying it.
We left him in the tunnel, too.
Oh, my damn mother. Why do I agree?
Willie, you might want to cover your ears for this.
Buck freaking...
It's all right, Kane. We can form another plan. At least we're not in rocket prison.
Killer Kane, this is the rocket police commanded by Captain Buck Rogers. We are locked onto your coordinates and are bringing you in for justice.
Gah! Stupid mother...
I don't know what I was thinking, joining up with the bad guys on a kid's show. They never win.
Bitty, bitty, bitty. What a bummer.
Shut up. Rogers in the 25th century AD first appeared as a syndicated comic strip in newspapers in January of 1929. By November of 1932, it became the very first science fiction adventure on radio, running Mondays through Thursdays as a 15-minute serial. In 1933, a short film was made that was shown at the Chicago World's Fair. The radio show would go through many different incarnations until it left the airwaves in 1947. The comic, however, stayed strong until 1967, and then Buck Rogers would see a major revival with a movie and TV series premiering in 1979. Buck Rogers has popped up in games, books, and comics along the way, but a fierce legal battle to the rights of the character has limited Buck's presence in modern media. For us, we only tracked down 12 parts of an original story that had no ending. It was a serial, after all. So hopefully you enjoyed our finale, written with love to radio's first science fiction space age hero. Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon. For only $5 a month, you can support the show and get some really amazing Madison exclusives. Link in the show notes. But hey, I know it's hard to financially support all your favorite shows. So really, just giving us 5 stars, a nice review, or a shout out on your socials means so much. Let's get the word out that women are funny. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Adam P. Donnelly appeared as Buck Rogers and Kareem Cronfley as Killer Kane. Other actors in the cast were Joe Slepsky as Barney, Chelsea Greer as Wilma, Bonnie Brantley as Ardela, Scott R. McKinley as Dr. Hewer, Jeremy Sage as Willie, and James C. Taylor as the opening announcer.